Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Title and Deed is a new one-man show by Pulitzer Prize finalist and Horton Foote Prize winner Will Eno. The show is produced by Signature Theatre in association with Gar San Lazar Players Ireland and is running at the Alice Griffin Jewel Box Theatre in New York City through June 17th. It is directed by Judy Hegarty Lovett and stars Connor Lovett. Charles Isherwood of the New York Times said the play leaves you happily word-drunk, gorgeously and inventively wrought, haunting, and often fiercely funny, performed by the marvelous Irish actor Connor Lovett. Connor Lovett is one of the premier performers of Samuel Beckett's work, often, though not exclusively, of Beckett's prose adapted for the stage. I spoke with Connor Lovett recently about his work, his training, and Title and Deed. Connor Lovett, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah. Good to be here.
Tell me about the mission of Gar San Lazar Players Ireland.
Well, that's a good question. It's funny because you look back on the work you've done and then you say, well, that looks like the mission, rather than sort of setting forth with one. I think Judy Hegarty Lovett and I, we started working with a man called Bob Meyer out of Chicago in about 1991. Bob was working in Paris, producing theatre in English, and we hooked up and worked with Bob for several years, and then we started doing our own shows, Judy and I, and a decision was made that we would do our work. Bob was working under the name Gar San Lazar Players, and we began working as Gar San Lazar Players Ireland, and so that was where Judy and I started doing our own thing, producing. At that time, we started with a piece called Molloy by Samuel Beckett, a novel by Beckett that we took and adapted, as it were, into a one-man show. And we were both big Beckett fans, and we had never done a one-person show before, and somehow something clicked, and the reaction to Molloy gave us a lot of confidence. And since then, we have done many, many more one-person shows and many, many more Beckett pieces, and in particular Beckett's prose works that we adapted. So in terms of a mission, I guess our mission is to produce pieces of work that we feel good about and that we want to share with others.
Before Molloy, had you done any one-man shows?
Before Molloy, no, I hadn't done any one-man shows. Yeah, and I was terrified by the prospect. But at this stage, I think now I have done 12 or 13 one-man shows. So they seem quite natural to me now.
In the preparation for a one-person show, what is... I mean, it's very focused on you and your performance, more so than if it was a community cast, obviously. What do you enjoy about that process?
I enjoy everything about it, I think. I guess the least interesting part of it is the space between having committed the lines to memory, in theory, having done so, and then standing up in front of the director. And there's a painful period for a couple of weeks until you have digested the lines as though they were your own thoughts, and you're speaking them as though they were your own thoughts. So that's a period that's less exciting. And then once you feel you've digested the piece of work, and you and your director can then just play with it and take it in as many different directions.
Title Indeed is the play. It's written by Will Eno for you. How did that connection begin, and how long has the development process taken?
Will saw our production of Molloy here in New York back, I think, in about 1999. Yeah, it was. And he, at the time, Judy and I were living in London, and then Will was working on something in London, and he came and found us, and we hooked up, and we read a bunch of his stuff, and then we started workshopping one of his plays, Tragedy, a Tragedy. That was about 10 years ago or maybe more. We workshopped that. We didn't bring it to production at the time, and we stayed in touch over the years, and in the past several years, we've been coming to New York each year for APAP, which is the Association of Performing Arts Presenters. And so we've been, you know, showcasing our work. And in 2009, I think we played at the Public Theatre in the Under the Radar Festival with one of our pieces. And again, Will saw that, and we kept in touch. And it was last January that we were doing a performance, and Will came to see it, and he came to us afterwards and he said, "Guys, I have an idea for a play about somebody who is not from here but who is here and talking to the people who are from here." So we said, "Yeah, please go for it." And he started writing. And I think it's very important to say that, you know, you said he wrote it for me. He wrote it for Judy and I, because the work that we do together is so... depends so much on each person being a part of that. It was written, I think, for what he knew we could do. So we worked on it around this time last year. We spent several weeks rehearsing, and we presented it at the Kilkenny Arts Festival in Ireland last August. And at the same time, the Signature were taking Will in as a writer in residence for their program. And the next thing, Jim Houghton of Signature was in Kilkenny, and we were all getting on very well together, and here we are, we're presenting it at Signature.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the show?
I hope so. When you're right in the middle of something, it is... I find it difficult. Actually, I probably find it difficult at any point in time to speak about these things. But the audience comes in, and there's a guy comes in, and he says, "I'm not from here." And he goes on to, I guess, kind of explain how he got here. And he notes some of the differences between this country and his own country. And as he's going along, he's sharing with us, I guess, a little of his personal history and some of his recent personal past in the country. He talks about a woman that he had a relationship with since having arrived here. It's about... it's hard to know what it's about. I think it covers a lot of ground. But I guess there are themes of identity, themes of... living with others, you know, in the general and the particular. And for me, there's an overriding theme of compassion and tolerance. And I know that's a pretty broad statement, but, you know, Willino, in my view, is one of the foremost contemporary US playwrights, and probably, you know, world playwrights in terms of the English language. He is doing something very new and exciting. I'm very excited about this particular show. It's for us too. It represents a development in the work that Judy and I have been doing, which is, I guess, again, you know, it's the one-man show idea. But we have always spoken directly to the audience in the room on the evening of the performance, you know, and for us, the event takes place in that moment. We feel that this piece of work represents an evolution in our own journey. And we think also in Will's, although it's harder to know about that, harder to tell. Yeah.
When did you and Judy meet, and did you work together before? You had a personal relationship, or vice versa?
Vice versa. We go way back. Having said that, we started. We would have discovered the theater almost at the same time. I think one of the first shows Judy ever saw was Waiting for Godot, when she was about 14 or 15. Our paths crossed a lot in terms of youth theatre and student theatre in Cork, in Ireland, where we're both from. Yeah, so we've grown up together through the theatre in many respects. And yeah, so I guess that must count for something.
You studied at École Lecoq. Mm-hmm. What, for people who aren't familiar, what type of training is that?
Yeah, the Ecole Jacques Lecoq in Paris is... it has a reputation, I guess, for being a theatre school with an emphasis on the body and corporeal training. For example, in the first year, I don't believe we used our voices until about the fifth or sixth month. And so you do a lot of work to, I guess, you even do a lot of mask work from early on. So you don't even have the potential of facial expression. You have to rediscover your body, really. And it's a wonderful thing because it introduces you to a whole range of physical expressive possibilities. Lecoq also he rediscovered and I think re-energized certain of the traditional theatre forms like commedia dell'arte, buffon, theatre clown. I think he re-energized these. So a lot of the companies that we see around us now, Theatre de Complicité, Pig Iron from Philadelphia, there are a whole bunch of theatre companies where Lecoq's influence has come through. Yeah, so for me it was a wonderful training. It really, you know, prior to that I sort of acted from the neck up. And, I think it's quite funny that I went to Lecoq and it's got this physical reputation. And here, for the last 20 years, I've been doing these hour and 2 hour long monologues. But I think the shows are very physical, too, in their way.
Yeah. Is that training something that you learn about and then think about as you perform? Or does it become sort of ingrained in your performance?
I guess the trick with any training is that you forget it. And I think Lecoq, when you leave the school there, he says to you, well, he's dead now, but he used to say, go out now and forget everything you've learned here. And I didn't fully grasp that until, you know, in the 3 or 4 years afterwards. You're getting on with life, you're trying to work, you're trying to find work and do everything. And I was forgetting it. And then in maybe 5, 6 years after leaving Lecoq, I found his work coming out in my performance. And I was just recognizing movements and recognizing dynamics and various different things. So I think the idea is that it does come back out. Yeah.
Connor, thank you very much for joining me and have a great run with Title Indeed.
Thank you, Sarah. Pleasure.
Connor Lovett performs Will Eno's Title Indeed, directed by Judy Haggerty Lovett, produced by Signature Theatre in association with Gar St. Lazare Players Ireland at the Alice Griffin Jewelbox Theatre in New York City. It runs through June 17th. To learn more, visit signaturetheatre.org. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.